We're now joined by the head coach of the North Central Missouri College Pirates for his weekly interview here on KTTN. We're talking off the air a little bit that things are going to get busy over at the Ketchum Community Center. Holiday Hoops starting next Friday. That's going to run from next Friday all the way to the 31st, obviously taking Sunday off and also a few days off around the Christmas holiday. We're going to catch up with Coach next week, not necessarily on a Pirate interview, but there's some pretty good recruiting opportunities for you, Coach, and maybe some guys that are probably above the JUCO level, but there's going to be probably the most boys talent basketball-wise coming into your place here over the next 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, quite a bit of talent's coming into the Ketchum Center and Holiday Hoops, and you know, it starts up the 12th, and there's some marquee matchups, and there's just going to be a lot of good basketball going on, and I'm excited to get to talk a little bit more about it next week, and hopefully tell everybody about a couple players that are coming in and that are definitely going to be worth the price of admission and hopefully put on a good show for everybody around.
It has to happen to you all the time because I'd mentioned it with Steve back a few years ago. I think it was Kevin Puryear that he had saw a number of times down in Kansas City. And I said, you've got to be frustrating that you're a junior college coach and you see a D1 kid and you just know that he's above your talent level for what you're looking at the junior college level.
Yeah, I mean, and you understand there's levels to everything. It'd be nice to get those type of kids, but you got to be realistic and
right.
and stuff, and get the right fit and stuff for your program and stuff. But man, if we could, if we had an opportunity or shots at those type of kids, that would be great. But, those kids have taken care of business in the classroom. They've taken care of business on the basketball court. They've earned that right to play on TV and do all that stuff.
Absolutely. Let's look at the game last night, because when I talked to you a couple of moments ago, you look at it from the Pirates' perspective, and you lose by 30, and you look at it, and certainly I said at the end of the game, I've seen some Johnson County men's teams over the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and I think clearly that was the most talent that they had last night. But, they got so many plays at the rim, and I thought just at the rim and getting after things, I thought that they played a little bit harder than the Pirates did.
Yeah, I would agree. And not to say we didn't play hard, but I think their athleticism was way more than ours, and we were a little timid at times. And they did a good job of making us timid on just they play way above the rim, and they blocked some shots early, and they got a couple dunks on us early, and it wasn't maybe that we weren't playing hard after that, but we were second guessing everything, and mm-hmm. we were worried about getting embarrassed rather than just playing. And it was really just a frustrating night all around for us. And they're a really good team, and I don't want to take anything away from them, but hopefully when we play them next time, it's a little bit different story, and we can compete a little bit more. We're not as timid and everything we do.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail right on the head, because when you make the statement somebody played hard and it kind of hits to the gut of the guys a little bit, and it's not to say that they're going at 75% effort at all. It's kind of that what you hit on, that sometimes you're just not making the plays that need to be made at the rim, and they just need to figure out a way, and sometimes it's mental as much as physical, just how to get that job done more consistently.
Yeah, you're exactly right there. I don't want to take it away from guys, but they made it look like they were playing harder and stuff. If you put me and Jordan Reese on the baseline and have us both run, he's going to look like he's running a lot harder than me because he's a lot faster.
Right.
And they're just a lot quicker, and we're a lot more springier last night, and that's something that was disappointing, because going into the year and stuff, we thought we had that, and I still think we do have that, but it didn't show last night in what we did.
Well, and to be honest, too, and at the end of the night, you lose by 30, and that don't look real good. But you're in that game until about 10 minutes to go, and they push the lead from about 10 up to 20, and you're just kind of waiting for that run. And at one point in the second half, you got it to 10, and then I think one of their kids hit a couple of threes in their own. It was up to 20, and that's just – you've been there before. When you make that run, you get it to within shouting distance, and then you're back, climbing up the hill again.
Yeah, we did some good stuff. It's not like, 30 points is 30 points, and it was a butt whooping, but we still did some good stuff and made some runs, and we probably stayed in the zone a little bit too long when they adjusted and they brought in some shooters. And they missed, so that was tough. And they're backup point guard Berlin Robinson came in, hit 3 threes in a row, and that's probably when we should have made a little bit more of an adjustment, and that's on me. And You know, then they extended that lead back up. But we had it in striking distance where if you can get it 10 points at 10 minutes and then, you know, 7 to 5 points with 5 minutes left at home, you kind of like your shots and you like your opportunities and you hope that the ball keeps bouncing your way. And, you know, we didn't do enough last night for the ball to bounce our way.
They had some bounce, though. There's no question about that. They had some blocks that were impressive last night, and that does get into your head when you don't know if the shot's going to be blocked or not, and you're worried about that instead of just shooting the ball.
Yeah, you start rushing it, or you start hesitating, and you don't just be you and do what you do good and stuff. And you know, there was one sequence last night where I think we had a block, Solomon Thomas had a block, and then they went down and blocked us twice, and we might have had the block on the other end, and it was pretty typical junior college basketball for a little bit, and it was fun to watch.
You had a good win last Friday, Coach, over Labatt. What went well for you in that Friday night game down in Parsons?
You know, we played together, and we executed really well. Kept their players in front of us, and we didn't allow them to get to the rim, and like you hit on, we allowed Johnson County to get to the rim a lot, especially in transition. We allowed them to do stuff that if we're going to win games, we can't allow teams to get to the rim. We got to make them force them to take tough outside shots. You know, and last Friday at Labette's a very, very good team, and we were able to do that, which was nice.
Couldn't follow it up on Saturday with a victory, and I think all the teams down there play, what, 2 games in 2 days, right?
Yeah.
So, you could say, it sounds like fatigue, but, it sounds like Heston kind of had the same thing, too, where, fatigue's probably not a great excuse.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you hate using fatigue and stuff. That was a game where we couldn't guard either. And, it's kind of been a consistent theme. If we're playing good, we're guarding. If we're not playing good, we're usually giving up some points. We're giving up easy looks at the rim. And I think that was the case. I think, Heston had got out on Friday night, so they were a little motivated in coming in, and I think we were a little satisfied, and we shouldn't have been satisfied with just one win there, and albeit against a very good Labette team, but, we were kind of content, we were kind of satisfied, and we can't be that this year in any game.
Yeah, a trip to John Wood, a couple of games against Southwestern. Johnson County's as good as I've seen them. 13 games in, and now you made the Christmas break. You've been tested, I say, strike the schedule as much as any Pirate team I can think of in the last few years.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of by design. And, we're 7-6, and four of those losses are to very, very good ranked teams. And we'd probably want three or four of those games back to try to do over again, and there's games like last night that I tried to pass on and not take that game back again because they just simply put it to us, but I think we tried cutting down on some of the JV teams and stuff, and we tried upping our schedule, and hopefully that works and pays off for us in January and February, and hopefully we're not depleted mentally by then, and we start rising to the occasion and competing against these ranked teams that we need to compete against if we want to win in February.
Yeah, you don't play again now until January 9th, and that's at the Ketchum Center. That'll be a Wednesday, I believe, against Southeast out in Nebraska. What was your message to the guys? I assume you already had it. What's your message to the guys going into break?
Well, it wasn't the message I wanted to send to them. We wanted to go off on a better note, kind of have a nice little Christmas and stuff, but now we still got this taste in our mouth of getting beat pretty bad and stuff. So hopefully that gives them some motivation. We talked about that. We talked about, just aspects we can get better in. We talked about being in shape because from December 6th to January 1st, they're going to be on their own. And so we're going to have to trust them, and they're going to have to get out there, and they're going to have to want to get in the gym. And I don't have any doubt that they're going to want to get in the gym, but they're going to have to want to get in the gym with a purpose and do stuff with a purpose, and maybe, we talked about last night, after you're done playing, after you're done with your workout, you need to get on the line, you need to run a little bit, you need to come back in shape. So we talked about that, and then we talked about missed opportunities our first half and of the season, and just not being consistent in everything we did, and like I said, in order for us to be good in January and February, we got to be consistent. And we have to take advantage of every opportunity.
Head coach Jeremy Ensry of the North Central Missouri College Pirates, as I said at the beginning of the interview, will take a little hiatus here over Christmas because the Pirates are done until the 9th of January. We'll get these things going here once we get into the new year. Again, Thursdays, 5:35, 5:45-ish on KTTM. Appreciate the time, Coach. Enjoy the holidays. We'll talk to you again in January.
Thank you, Tom.